Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and today I have a guest whom I have been hoping to interview for a very long time. He's a wonderful singer and songwriter and guitarist, and his name is Darren Nesbitt, and he's known the world over as Daz Nez, D-A-Z-N-E-Z. But I'm calling him by his proper name today. And he's very well known by the song "You Can Stick the New World Order Up Your Arse," and by gum, by golly, I have posted that at least 100 times on Facebook. It's the most satisfying song I have ever heard. And but anyway, so he's going to sing a huge roster of songs, as many as we can fit into this 45-minute time frame. And I'm going to welcome him to the show. Welcome, Darren.
Hi, Sally. Thanks for having me on.
Where do you live, Darren? And how did you get, caught up in rebellion?
I've been a rebel all my life. I'm in Manchester, which is the north of Britain. And it seems to be a hotbed of activist activity we have. I'm quite a newcomer to to being aware and active and aware of what's going on with the New World Order and, and all the rest of it. But I caught very quickly. We had Bart Moss happen last year, which is obviously you guys in America have had a fracking for 20 years, which is where we take our cue from, obviously what devastation that's caused over there. And, Bart Moss happened last November, December, and it was a few miles away. It was around the corner, so... I've been on Facebook for quite some time doing the keyboard warrior thing, and I wanted to, put my boots on the ground and go and help.
Okay, and you were saying there's fracking in your area. Now, has this spoiled your drinking water? How has it affected you?
Very good, Lauren, at the moment. I'm trying to prevent it. We're seeing what's gone on in your country, in Canada, in Australia. We've seen the devastation, the harm it's caused, and where the list of the harmed. The taps being lit on fire and all the rest of it, and so we're trying to prevent it. It's phenomenal to see. It's the first time I think I've seen or heard about the British people actually trying to prevent what is going to be a quite obviously an environmental and human disaster. It's quite obviously uplifting for everybody as well.
Well, I know you originally through Keith Occupy Manchester Disney. And so that's why I would love to hear an update on how he's doing. I haven't spoken to him in a long time. However, I just wanted to say he addressed many issues. Do you address many issues, and what are they?
Oh, my word. All of them, Sally.
Darren, but I...
There's no taboo as far as I'm concerned. I don't care what it is. I will talk about or mention anything. I'm big at the moment. I'm tearing down a lot of the trees. Good, not tearing them down, but I'm pointing out and not giving us the full truth. In fact, they are actually moving us towards what is the real New World Order. What we see at the moment, the military-industrial complex, the paedophiles and the war and all the rest of it. It's a setup. I mean, I'm not saying it's not real. It's not real and all the rest of it. But it's just a setup. That's not the New World Order. The police state's not the New World Order. New World Order will not seem like the New World Order for a generation. It'll be but basically the idea is that we tear it all down and we have a revolution. And I was all on that tip as well for quite some time. As it dawns, everybody knows about the Hegelian dialectics. So we'll set up a problem like 9/11, and then the solution is more security and let's go over there and bomb and conquer, countries to, in inverted commas, kill the terrorists. And they do it on a grand planetary scale. So... what we know now, what people know in the Truth Movement, that will be common knowledge within, it might be within a year, 6 months, 2 years, I don't know. Obviously, in Britain, I don't know if you're aware over there, but in Britain, the paedophile scandal that goes right way to the top of Parliament rules, that's starting to really start, it's really starting to come through in the mainstream now. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yes, I just posted about that today, as a matter of fact. Yeah, no, this, thank goodness, is coming out. And I have to tell you, working as an anti-vaccine activist, we see a lot of the children who are autistic or vaccine injured being targeted. They can't speak. They're a perfect target. And so many things start with a needle, be it institutionalization and the abuses that transpire there, testing on the children, or the pedophiles targeting children who are compromised. It is absolutely despicable what begins with a needle, which is why this, of course, is my fight. But there are so many other fights that it brings you to. But you do bring up...
It's never ended. It really is never ended.
No, the list of atrocities is ridiculous, and they're all connected, and they're all deliberate. Okay, so Darren, I've enjoyed chatting with you, but I don't want to thwart your time frame for as many songs as we can get, squeeze out of you. Please welcome everybody, Darren Nesbitt, who's going to start with People's Got the Power or Power to People.
I'd like to do first play the first song that I wrote after waking up, actually. I've been writing songs and playing music for 20-odd years, 25 years. Put them together. You've really got something to write about now. So here's the first song that I wrote. It's called In Fact Dance. I finally came round. At first, while I was a little dim, became no
you very much.
What you gonna do? Sit and wait for total darkness. Spread the natural effect inside you. And it really is that easy. This feeling ain't secure. The only change that holds you are a magic trick. So act on the door. So sisters and brothers, time to make a stance. Get up, stand up, walk away. In fact, wake up from your slumber. See what's right in front of your eyes. What I'm saying for you, that is, you let us tell no. We've been sold off. Never tell them.
Beautiful. Boy, that's a wonderful... That was your first song?
It was the first song I wrote after I woke up. It must be about 18 months old now.
Oh, I see. So you've really only been awake for about 18 months. Boy, you've really made tracks.
I've been a rebel and all the rest of it since I was 3 years old. Since I was 2 years old, my mum says I used to unscrew the bars on the cot and, you know, leg it and all the rest of it.
Ah, well... I was voted shyest in my class, but I have found that figuring out what's going on and knowing what's happening to the kids has just emboldened me in a way that I couldn't have conceived of, you know?
Wonderful. He spread it. He spread it around. And, you know, it's like little beacons of happiness. I was saying to a friend yesterday, it's amazing that we know all the horrible stuff that they're doing, and yet we're buzzing and we're full of life and full of energy. And you know what I'm saying? It's kind of weird, the stuff that we know. Because everybody else is like, you tell other people, and you watch the faces go, shit. They're really in fear. But we're not telling it to fear them. We're telling it to say, wake up. If you find out about this, we can do something about it.
Right. In fact, what I will do. Right, together. And you're going to sing about that, but I just want to say one thing. I put links that are relevant in the comment area, and I'm going to put the New World Order Manifesto in the comment area so you can see what the plan is. That is your wake-up call. It will be so real to you because you will be able to discern every aspect of what the plan is and realize that this is what we're living right now. But Darren has the solution, and his next song is just that. Give us the title, and if you would sing it.
It's called People Got the Power. Music bring the people, and the people got the power. You sing along if you want. Tell me, can you feel it? Getting stronger by the hour. Power. Tell me, can you feel it? Getting stronger by the hour. Power to the people. Cause the people got the power. Tell me, can you hear it? Give song about the hour. Power! 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 Till the kind of feeling. Give song about the hour. Well, at last we're coming home. It's been a long time. We'll never feel alone. But we're here and dying. Music brings my fever, and the fever got the power. Tell me, can you feel it? Hear the song about the hour. Power, 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 power. Tell me, can you feel it? Song about the hour. Well, at last we're coming home. It's been a long time. We'll never feel alone.
To it many, many times.
Are you sure I'm not stalking the hell out of your sleep over there?
No, it sounds great, I have to tell you. It really sounds good. I can't wait to hear the recording. I hope it's as good as I'm hearing it. Anyway, so how many other songs do you have to sing? Because I want to make sure that we have time for everything.
104?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, please. I'm only interested in your original music, not to say that I'm sure you do a terrific cover for many songs, but yeah, totally interested in your original music. Okay, well, what have you written that you'd like to share next? Because I say that you're talking about heart and courage and rebellion, and so far so good. So what else would you like to share?
Okay, well, here's actually a new one, which is going to sound like, a song to sound like people have heard before. It's got that instant familiarity, even though they haven't heard it before, but you will instantly get it as some kind of old 20s, 30s blues type thing. There's certainly some blind Billy Johnson in here anyway. But slightly adapted to where we are today, I suppose. It's an old one, but it's a new one.
Okay.
Let it shine all over that land. Let it shine all over this world. Let it shine all. Let the people rise and sing their song. Let it shine all to end our time. Well, we know where we are. It's the end of the beginning. No matter what we say, gotta keep on singing. We are gathered here. We won't live in fear. Take all your plans and go on home. Let it shine all over this land. Let it shine all over this world. Let it shine all. Let the people rise and sing their songs. Let it shine all.
Goodness sake. Okay.
Look, I've got somewhere to stay when I eventually get to New York City. That'll be much longer. It's pretty soon we will all be gone. Every time they make you afraid, remember someone's getting paid to make you shy away. Or hate everything you don't know about yet. Every time they mention war, well, they call it every other word now, but it's slaughter that they're really talking about all the time. Except for them to die, they make billions off their blood and fire. I can't tell you how to tell I'm a mistake. Oh, brother, can you see why they do it to you and me? They don't see it to know wrong from right. Oh, sister, can you see? And maybe a living hell who stole us. We gotta stand by.
Maybe up to live in hell.
I think that might be called free range slave. That's like a great line. That is a really good line. Well, you wrote it.
No, I mean, I like the title.
Well, it kind of is jarring. Everybody thinks that free range is something, you know, glorified captivity somehow is what it is. So, yeah, I'm hoping. Very, very important song. What else would you like to share? Now, let me just tell you what time it is. I guess 8:01 where you are, and 8:08 is the last moment we can start the last song. So you'll have time for one more song, a bit of chit chat, and then we'll have to get into your closing number.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do this one, and it's called The Gates of Jericho. It was written that time at Bottom Moss, written by the cat. I wrote it at Barton Moss and developed it at Barton Moss on the campfire and what have you. For me, it kind of sums up the attitude, the idea, the time, as well as obviously you know, covering a lot of what's going on today without explicitly talking about it. So I've no idea what I'm talking about, which is why I'm not a music writer. Play with your mind ever since you opened your eyes. Don't you know you're hypnotized into seeing what I want you to see? Do you know who you really are? What you want? What you even doing here in this time or place? While the hell's a human race? We're a soul with a body. Don't let nobody tell you different. They just want to control you and me. Gotta be your own authority. Nothing will go wrong. Fix what's broken. At least I am standing here with you. They will hear our songs. Hearts will open. Every word we sing is true. You'll be full of fear, but none of it is right here, right now, out loud. Why do you pay it any attention? All you like is imagine. Dream corporations, nothing to do with your aspirations. Living someone else's life, oh why? Don't you want to live your own? Pick it up as you go along like you used to. Let go of the side, swim on right through. Nothing will go wrong. We'll fix what's broken. At least I am standing here with you. They will hear our songs. Hearts will open. It's every word he says, yeah. Hard as it may be to believe, there is evil in this world and it's headed right in front of you. Those who make the rules are the real criminals and the enemies of humanity. And it's time we knew. Everything we've been told is a great big lie. Don't be afraid to die. It's just a dawn. Everything is energy. And it'll always be good at you and me. Nothing will go wrong. Fix what's broken. At least I am standing here with you. They will hear our songs. Hearts will open. I miss every word we sing is true. don't keep you lying on anymore. Nothing will go wrong. Fix what's broken. At least I am standing here with you. They will hear our songs. Hearts will open. At least every word we sing is true. Nothing will go wrong. Fix what's broken. At least I am standing here with you. They will hear our songs. Hearts will open. At least every word we sing is true. Every word we sing is true.
I'd just like to dedicate that song to my friend and brother Kieran Dunn, who's currently just about to finish a little stint in Leeds prison. He's another protector by Lost Detector, and the one they've been sticking to for standing up for, you know, human rights and keeping the water supply fresh.
Is that right? How long has he been incarcerated?
Only a few weeks. He's to do with breaking bail or breaking that. I'm not sure. Some kind of
technicality. Some technicality.
I'd also like to say hello to all my friends around the world on Facebook that are listening in to me warble this evening. How are you doing?
Well, actually, I was going to ask you, who do you normally take action with? Who are your compatriots where
I'm
you
not
live?
Telling you that.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Yeah, you know that's true. A lot of the people.
Me and Nigel and Dave and John.
Up from RT,
He's doing the Kaiser Report. Did you know that?
Oh, I love him.
He's been on, I mean, it's a fantastic day. Exactly what I said. It's about waking people up and trying to, you know, put through, but in a way that's interesting and informed. We've got three team coffee there. There's a marquee, fantastic people, Vicky and Paul and Natty, you know, have really taken on. I started it myself, cancel one day in a bottom loss in April. And I did it for about October, but he just became a bit too much to do it all day and perform all day as well. But they've kindly taken over the range and they organise it and asked to go for a few hours and do my bit. This weekend we've got a load of leaflets from the kindness of strangers, or kindness of friends, should I say, from all over the internet, donated so we can get 10,000 leaflets done to inform people about the crook money system. Now we can change it and, you know, for further information. So they'll be handed out on Saturday as well. So it's great because things are moving forward. You're also wanting to get a job then.
Well, I have to ask you right now to embark on your song, and it may get cut off during because we had this important...
We'll do it fast.
Okay, good luck to you. I can't wait. This is...
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Darren Nesbitt. Go ahead.
You can stick your new world order up your ass. You can stick your new world order up your ass. You can stick your new world order when the sun don't shine but autumn. Stick your new world order up your ass. Singing we are 99%. Singing we are 99%. Singing we are 90%. Together we are mighty. We are the 99%. The Queen will be arrested in a dressing gown. The Queen will be arrested in a dressing gown. The Queen will be arrested in a... She is such a sinner. She'll be arrested in a dressing gown. Singing we are the 99%. Singing we are the 99%. Singing we are the 90%. Together we are mighty. We are the 99%. There'll be blue skies when the chemtrails are all gone.
Hey, hey.
Oh, I'd rather be a hobbit than a lord. Oh, I'd